Well, when I first heard about it, it actually happened about 2 weeks after I left the DA's office. I had just left, and here it is, some 2 weeks later, and this guy that I not only hired him, but I gave him multiple chances to get hired in the first place. That's what the biggest disappointment that I have is that this kid, I initially brought him on as a law student who graduated but had not passed the bar exam yet. He took the bar exam but was waiting on his results, okay? So I bring him in waiting the bar exam results. So I took a chance on him in the first place, okay? He failed the bar exam the first time, and I let him stay on at the DA's office. I gave him some time off to study for the second time, okay? But I let him stay on in order to take the bar exam a second time, okay? Now, the second time, he got sick or something. I kind of forgot what happened, but he had some kind of a medical issue where he did end up taking the bar exam the second time, okay, right away. And so I said to him, I said, hey, Delancey, I'm sorry, but, it's my practice where I give people two chances here, and, I'm going to have to let you go until you pass the bar exam. But I said to him, listen here, if you take it again and you pass it, give me a call back up, and I'll be more than happy to reconsider to bring you back, okay? And that's what happened. He went, he finally took the bar exam again, he passed the bar exam, and he came to me and said, Mr. Flynn, I finally passed the bar exam, can I come back? And, being the nice guy that I am, I said, absolutely. I gave him a third chance now, and he came back, I brought him back in, and then I'm gone for 2 weeks, and he commits this crime. And so I can't even begin to tell you how disappointed I was and what a total breach of trust it was when that happened.
And in the initial arrest, he had been under investigation for the possibility of giving confidential information to a suspect in another case.
Yes. So, not only was the fact that he, committed allegedly, he pled guilty, but at the time, allegedly committing a crime, he allegedly committed a crime that was directly tied to his job as an assistant district attorney. He apparently had a buddy who was involved in criminal activity. I can't remember if his buddy was arrested or under investigation or what the exact circumstances were, but he allegedly had conversations with this buddy of his, and the thought was that he was perhaps giving him confidential investigatory information about his case. Now, it turned out that wasn't the case. It turned out that, there was no information that was no sensitive information that was given to this buddy of his. And so at the end of the day, that saved him probably, with the Niagara County DA's office, because it got transferred up there. But these were serious allegations of a total mistrust and breach of confidence of confidential sensitive information about an investigation in our office that he was allegedly compromising. And so what they did was they got this information out. We ascertained it somehow. And the police were following him in order to kind of pull him over to talk to him. And when they did that, it turned out he had marijuana in his car. He just compounded his problems by having felony level marijuana. Since they legalized marijuana, Tom, felony level marijuana is like a lot of marijuana. Okay. Like tons of marijuana. And so he got caught with that as well. And so again, I can't even begin to tell you how disappointing it was, especially after all the chances that I gave this kid.
what lessons can aspiring lawyers take from this case?
Well, you know, I shouldn't say I felt bad for this kid. I mean, I recognize that some people, you know, a lot of people, not some people, a lot of people failed the bar exam the first time. And I made it a point in my 8 years as DA that, you know, if you failed the bar exam once, I was going to give you a second chance. You know, a lot of places won't do that. A lot of law firms won't do that. But I did that. Okay. And so, now when he, didn't end up taking the bar exam his second time around, you know, at that point I had to let him go, obviously, but you know, you know, he had the gumption, and he had the wherewithal, and he had the, you know, he stuck with it and ended up passing it. And I kind of like that. I like that attitude. We don't give up. People have, you know, problems, you know, in life, you know, and people overcome them. And I like that, quite frankly. I like that, you know, fortuitousness and that courage and commitment to do that. And he did it. But obviously if you cross the line, anyone in law enforcement, and I think that my record speaks for itself. If you were a police officer, if you were a sheriff deputy, if you were a correction officer, and certainly if you were an assistant district attorney or any kind of lawyer in law enforcement, if your case came across my desk, I was going to hold you accountable. And, you know, obviously he was held accountable, and he's now got a criminal record, and he's got to deal with that now, like he said, with the grievance committee.